Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. You might remember this pop rock hit, Jesse's Girl, by Rick Springfield, and you may have seen him on General Hospital or Californication, but a new documentary, An Affair of the Heart, that's premiering at Hot Docs in 2 weeks, shows a little-known aspect of the pop star's life, his relationship with his devoted fans. And the film's director, Sylvia Kaminer, is on the phone with me right now. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, tell me the truth. Are you another devoted fan of Rick Springfield?
You know, I might be now, but I wasn't when I started the film.
So, you know, what brought you to make the film then?
Well, you know, it's funny. I have a colleague out here in Florida. I live in Florida, and her name is Melanie Lentz-Janney, and we ended up producing the film together. And she is one of those fans that's been a fan following Rick for 30 years. And, you know, I was aware of him in the 80s. I thought, oh, he's cute, and I like Jesse's Girl, but I was more into, you know, David Bowie and kind of a little harder-edged music. And she got me to a free she got me a ticket to a concert, which I would never have gone on my own, to a Rick Springfield concert. And at that concert, I think it was about 5 years ago, I was amazed at how great he looked, how great he sounded. He was had a harder edge to him. And I looked around, and when I saw the fans that were there, they were all kind of typical people who just became 15, 10, 12, you know, they became kids again while they were watching him, and he kind of became a kid again, and I was like, wow, this is fascinating.
And how did you make contact with the fans then?
Well, because Melanie comes from that world, you know, years later, Melanie and I were together discussing a couple other projects I had done, and she was going to help me do some marketing with them. And we kind of were just like, gosh, let's do something together. And I kind of said, well, Rick Springfield's really interesting and all that whole fan base you introduced me to. And so that afternoon, we said, well, let's do it. Let's do a documentary. And we decided we would reach out to, Rick's management first and make sure that, you know, we would have his blessing and he would, you know, obviously cooperate and participate in the film. So that was really our first step. And then Melanie, you know, knew the fan world, and we did open casting calls. We got hundreds, if not a thousand, submissions of stories and pictures. And
wow,
yeah, it was really for a documentary. It was weird having a casting call, you know, normally, you know, but it's how we got such a diverse group of fans that we selected for the film.
What is the most unusual fan that you found, or their story?
Well, that, you know, it's hard because there's a reverend that's in the film, Reverend Tate. She wasn't like a 12-year-old fan. She was probably maybe 18 when she first saw Rick. And just the fact that she's a minister, and it was his music that snapped her out of a really major depression. Something really bad happens in her life, which I don't want to give away now because it's kind of revealed in the film. And, you know, she's not one of these fans, I don't think, that pines away for Rick, but she's been a fan of his music, and to me it was really touching to see how music can really change someone's life and really pull them out of a depression, you know, and it was, you know, pretty amazing when, you know, that it's this woman and this story and that it was Rick's music, because, you know, before I did the movie, I always thought Rick's music was light and, you know, cheerful and, you know, bubblegum music, you know, and it's really not. There's definitely a lot more to it.
I'm always interested in how the filmmaker interacts with her subjects. So there are a number of scenes that have meetings between Rick and the fans. Are you the one who arranged those scenes, or did you observe them?
Well, you know, a little bit of both. I definitely believe in getting out of the way. You know, I don't like to interject or tell Rick what to do. I mean, he had very little. You know, there is a scene where he surprises a couple of fans in their room, in their hotel room, which we, of course, had to arrange because we had to have a camera in the room with the fans and a camera with Rick, but I literally told Rick nothing. I said, Rick, you're going to go surprise, you know, I showed him a picture of who it was, and he's like, oh, he's comfortable, he knows those two fans. He knew that they were kind of being featured in the film, but I didn't say anything, talk about this, do that, do this, nothing.
So it was a surprise.
Yeah, oh, it was totally. We had no idea. No idea. And Rick had no idea what he was going to do once he got in there. You know, and, you know, he's the type of performer. I mean, he's unlike any other that I've known in, you know, in loving music and performers. And, you know, it's with him, he goes towards his fans. Most performers and stars, you know, they see a group of fans, they're like, oh my gosh, it's out the back door. And Rick will, like, burst, you know, he'll head for him. He's very approachable. And he, you know, he wasn't so much like that in the 80s. But that's the way he is today. And this film is very present. We didn't want to make a typical, let's hear about Rick's life and the problems in the 80s and why is he so different now. This is like a year in his life. This is what this man is about right now with these fans and how his music, even today, is impacting their lives. You know, and how it has impacted their lives throughout.
So what
we tried to.
What were you doing in Sweden at a heavy metal concert?
Oh my gosh, we wondered. We really, really wondered that. And I think Rick kind of scratched his head a little bit, like, "What the heck am I doing here?" He hadn't performed in Europe. Gosh, I think, and it was his choice, but for like 25 years, he really chose to be a at-home dad. He had two small boys, and he was suffering from major depression after all his huge success in the 80s. So he really kind of pulled things in, and we couldn't miss his Europe first European tour. So Sweden just seemed really fascinating, and you know, when we get there and we see the crowd, it was, I'd say, 80% men, and I'm saying like heavy metal guys. You saw some of them in the trailer if you've seen it.
Yes.
And we were a little concerned. I was like, oh my god, how is Rick? We went to see Aerosmith the night before, and we're like, oh my god. What's gonna happen? Who's gonna show up? Are they gonna like him? And so we actually even interviewed some of the real heavy metal fans that were camping out. It's kind of one of those festivals that, you know, if you don't want to pay for a hotel and you want to just kind of make it a week-long party. So we went to the campgrounds, and you know, a lot of those really heavy edge people are like, Rick who? Or no, we don't like Rick Springfield. But lo and behold, the next day, you know, 33,000 people showed up, as many if not more than who came for Aerosmith. We had that from the promoter of the concert. Was like on, you know, they're still talking about it today. We were on their Facebook page, and people are like, that was like, he blew everyone away. That's, and you see that in the film. He kind of wins people over, because at first they're like, yeah, let's see.
Well, that sounds like a great story. Thanks for talking with me, Sylvia.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Sylvia Kamener's new film. Sylvia Kamener's new film, An Affair of the Heart, is having its international premiere at Hot Docs on April 29th. And if you like what you hear, be sure to support CIUT and its membership drive on now. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.